Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Lovely to see you again. I do enjoy these little chats of ours. Oh, of course. I promised to tell you more about those vampire cowboys, didn't I? Well, after encountering a band of werewolves who need the blood of a vampire for their supposed lycanthropy cure, they decided to set off for the town of Chapter. Their mission? To find a despicable man by the name of Jedediah Fenton. Turn him into a vampire and hand him over to the werewolves. But of course, these carefully laid plans rarely go as one might expect.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle, pronoun she, her, and today we will be continuing our one-shot of Vampire Cowboys, a game hacked by myself from Lasers and Feelings by John Harper, with some inspiration from Dead Channel by Grant Howitt thrown in. And before we go any further, I should introduce our wonderful and talented players. Starting off with Lowry. Could you please tell me your name, your pronouns, and your character and their pronouns?
Hello, I am Lorianne Davis, pronoun she, her, and I am playing Choo Choo Strongstart, also she, her.
That's wonderful. Still funny.
I'm a train robber and I really want to drink blood, but I just can't face it.
And Helen.
Hi, I am Helen. My pronouns are she, he, and they. And my character is called Squishy Chewing. And their pronouns are they, them. And they are a very old vampire who does not have an American accent because I can't do American accents.
Maybe they're older than America.
I think that's, that's what I'm going with. That's what I'm absolutely going with.
Nice. And Lydia.
Hi, I'm Lydia. Pronouns they, she, and I am playing Gunbo Baggins, who is charming despite all evidence and likes guns.
And what are Gunbo's pronouns?
Oh, he and him.
Fabulous. And Ben.
I'm Ben Meredith, pronouns he, him, and I'm playing Cigar Lionel.
Wonderful.
Which is a deep cut that none of us noticed.
Pronouns also he, him.
Fantastic. Okay, so as we begin this episode, you are riding into town, into the town of Chapter, this very new frontier town, hoping to find the mansion of Jedediah Fenton, who you are planning to turn into a vampire and hand over to a pack of werewolves who need the blood of a vampire to cure their lycanthropy. So as you are trotting forward on your very dressage-y horses...
I think trotting forwards is put in it very strongly.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, you know, like a trolley in the supermarket that is always sliding off to one side.
It's got like a jiggly wheel.
Yeah, like all of our horses have that like slide.
All of our horses have jiggly hooves.
So you have to... they got to lean. They got to lean. And so you're just constantly turning them back. But it makes up for it. There's coloured spots of funny... funny and uncanny magic spurting off them.
Wonderful. And as you are leaning forward into the town, Miguel pipes up and says, "Oh, Clarabelle, should we tell them about the Pinkertons?" And Clarabelle kind of sighs and goes, "Ugh, I guess so. It's probably useful for them to know. Well, since we are in this partnership now, you should know that the Pinkerton Detective Agency is after us because we are obviously ostracized from several communities, and the only way we can get food is to steal it, and they caught us, and they've been tracking us down across the states. But so
for food?
Yeah, they.
I assumed you'd done some kind of terrible murder.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you introduce yourselves to most communities with, hello, we were planning to kidnap one of you, we failed, now will you kill someone on our behalf? I can imagine that some ostracization might happen. Like, that sounds a little more likely than, oh, a loaf of bread from
our
orphan
child. Oh, wait,
when
you say stealing food, do you mean in the kind of werewolf way of dragging somebody into the forest and disemboweling them?
Is that it?
Well, we were stealing food and it was all going fine, but then someone caught us and one of us, and she kind of looks over at Kirsty with a deadly glare, one of us got very angry and turned into a werewolf and started hurting people, so... That's how the Pinkertons got us. We were trying to be ethical, but it didn't work out, as is a theme for us, apparently.
What part of sneaking into our camp and asking us and kidnapping one of us was ethical?
I guess because we're vampires and monsters
and we don't count. Oh, no, I absolutely get it. Now, you are unfairly ostracized. We are monsters and therefore may be killed with impunity. I see how this goes.
I think you have a lot of hatred for yourselves in your heart and you've decided to take it out on other supernatural kind of beings.
Yeah, I think there's something more complex going on here than you may admit to.
Well, we agreed to a pact to turn a vampire and drain and not to have some kind of debate about all these kind of complex moralistic things, so I think we should stick to our own lanes now.
Hey, now, I wasn't debating, I was just talking, but all I'm saying is that the only ostracization you're experiencing, I think, is from yourselves.
Well, I will take that again.
And also from some of people that you may have
society
murdered.
From society and from the Pinkerton Detective Agency, and admittedly from this group, now that your opening gambit was to try and kill us, but yeah. But mainly from yourselves.
I would consider you ostracized, but yeah, it may start somewhere deep in your heart.
As I said!
All right.
And then it continues through you hurting other people and occasionally threatening to kidnap them and disemboweling them. And then it's a legal matter of being ostracized.
Tis a you problem!
Very well put, Squishy.
Very well put, Squishy.
Succinct as always.
Oh, no. Dirty old man,
oh,
Squishy.
No. Oh no, Squishy has a laugh.
Yeah, they do.
I like to think that it has a very special spelling. Like in Final Fantasy games, they always have a very particular spelling for each character that has a special laugh. So I like to think Squishy's laugh is very particularly spelled. All right. Yes, you managed to get into the town without any further incident. And
what kind of time is it? Just do we have a long before the end of night?
I think it's about 11 p.m. It's not. Ooh. Yeah, relatively early.
We were up early in the morning.
Yeah, you were bright and early.
We're rising
party.
Grind train robbers, right?
Yeah, we've got a hustle for sure.
Yeah. And it's also winter, I'll say, so you've had plenty of night time to get your business done.
Okay, cool. We've had a good, like, six
for
hours.
Cowboys,
so.
Do you think they call it hustle and rustle?
Ooh!
Ooh.
Love it.
Okay. I think they do now.
A joke so clever,
that's
it's
some,
not
that's
funny.
That's some merch there.
Yes, so you are, as you come onto the main street of the town of Chapter, you can see that there is a saloon that is bustling with clientele. There is a sheriff's office that has one little candle burning in the window, and you cannot see where the mansion is currently. And so, yeah, what do you want to do?
How good do they smell?
I think the clientele of the saloon smell pretty tasty. I think they're absolutely oozing with whiskey and all kinds of spirits.
Marinade.
They're making good cocktails.
Yeah.
So Choo Choo is now thinking, if their blood is like full of alcohol, it might not taste like blood. Mm. So that's, since Choo Choo seems like quite an opportunity to chow down, as it were. So Choo Choo's going to suggest, hey, I think maybe we should, you know, no one knows where this mansion is, right? Maybe we should just go into this tavern and, ask some people, maybe some stragglers. Sitting alone.
You want a drink. But I mean like a capital D kind of, you know. You want a drink.
You want a drink.
You want a drink.
Wink. You want a wink drink.
I do.
I'm so hungry. All I want. I just need a wink drink. Please. Someone help
me. Okay, this is starting to sound like something else. I'm not really comfortable with this anymore.
Oh, no.
Come along, young whippersnapper.
It's all right, Cigar. They just mean that they want to kill
someone. Oh, okay, fine.
It's nothing strange.
It was weird. It sounded fine when you said it. But then when Choo Choo got on it, I was like, hang on a minute.
The difference is in the charm.
It was the desperation, wasn't it?
I think it was, actually. Yeah. It gave a different tenor to it.
Well,
yeah, I could go for a spot of old murder. And I'll turn to the werewolves and go, sorry about your ethics.
Andrew, the gentleman with the little glasses, pipes up and says, well, it would be prudent to get a lay of the land and find out some more information about the gentleman that we are robbing. So why don't we do some schmoozing around the saloon and find out if there's any details that might help us in our little heist we got going on.
Does this saloon have a beer garden?
Got more of a whiskey yard.
Maybe with a dark corner.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, I think...
It's got a gin patio.
Ooh, a fancy place, eh?
Yeah, but there might be like a little balcony up on the first floor or the second floor, since we're in America.
It's a Scotch
bonnet.
It's a Scotch terrace. Trying to remember what the word is for things.
All right, so do you enter into the saloon?
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak around the back, and I'm going to sort of take Choo-Choo with... Actually, here's a question for Choo-Choo. Have you been hunting before? Or, like, what's your track record like?
I think... Okay, I'm very new. I'm going to go for a few months old. I've been hunting a few times, but I just collapse. Every time I get someone, presumably I'm very strong and fast, so it's quite easy, but it just... I see the blood, I smell the blood, boom, gone.
Oh,
so hungry. Oh, Cigar and Choo Choo going to go around the
back? I was
going
to suggest, yes, maybe. You need a buddy so that it doesn't go south.
Definitely.
Let's see. Why don't you make me a couple of vampire rolls to see if you can be stealthy and one with the night and sneak around the back?
Okay. I think one of the ways that I'm going to try and get close to somebody in order to do this in a subtle way is to start talking to them about scripture and kind of obviously presenting myself as, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm a man of God. That there's no possibility that I could be some kind of supernatural monstrosity. That's ridiculous.
I just rolled a 5, so presumably I'm behind you in my silhouette, hands up, teeth out, terrifying. Yet again, like,
I rolled a 3 and a 6. The 3 is bang on.
Ooh, wonderful. Ooh. Would you like to ask me anything? I must answer truthfully.
I would. How can I help Choo Choo to drink without fainting?
That is a very good question. I am gonna say... I'm really struggling to think of something.
I was going to ask if maybe Cigar... That's your name, right? I keep like going to say it and just having no confidence.
It's a normal name.
I'm sorry. Such a normal name. It was so normal. I just couldn't remember it. Maybe you could like start me off with like a blood squash. Like if you could mix it with something.
Oh, sorry.
For me.
I thought you meant just like squash and really hard so it spurts everywhere.
Just open my mouth and hope it goes in.
Yeah, I could give you some kind of blood shandy, mix it with whiskey.
Blood shandy!
That's what a shandy is, right? Thanks. That's definitely water and whiskey. That's what you call a shandy. Shut up.
Yeah, I will say, absolutely, if you mix the blood with some other liquid, then that will ease the way for poor Choo Choo to start getting used to blood.
A strong smelling liquid that will mask the smell of the blood.
Cool.
I'm going to be hammered, but...
Yeah, I'll say with your vampire cowboy success, despite poor Choo Choo's absolute terror and lack of stealthiness, you manage to corral a suitable victim and mix the blood with some alcohol and feed it to Choo Choo to see if that will
so
work.
Presumably, Cigar's had to like, sorry, this is not drawing a veil, so we can cut this, but has had to suck it out and spit it into it.
Yeah, like a mama bird.
Like a mama bird.
A vampiric mama bird.
Are you my
Can't
sire?
You set up something elaborate with straws?
Like a Scooby-Doo.
You know,
like, can we just Scooby-Doo
how,
it?
With a pond or... Yeah, you know when you suck on the end of you put the pipe in the fuel thing and then you suck in it and then... But you don't need to drink the fuel. It just starts a vacuum and then the fuel comes out and you pour it into the thing. You could do that, but with this person's
siphon off all of the...
Siphon off some blood into some hoop.
Cigar, if you're okay with this... Ben, I would like you to be my sire, and I think that's why you're
invested. Yeah, sure, fine. That works.
I'm like, thanks.
And I'm like,
thanks, Dad.
Good God, come on.
Siring decisions are forever. A vampire's forever, not just for Christmas.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So how is Choo Choo feeling after having successfully ingested some blood?
Oh, so much better, so much stronger. Okay. Right, now I'm thinking clearly. Now I've got my train wrecking. No, what am I? Train robbing mind on. I mean, this Jedediah, right? Jedediah, that's the name.
Okay, whoa, you got... Okay, fine, all right.
I'm very
just needed a good
now.
Drink. Yeah, you're very intense.
Yeah.
Well, the others are assumedly inside the saloon getting some information, so if we kind of go back, see how they're doing, and see if we know where the mansion is. Could you look somewhere else? I mean... This is getting quite...
Sorry.
Yeah. Or maybe blink. Sorry. Just remember to blink. When you go in the saloon, you gotta remember to blink. I know we don't need to, but people get really freaked out if we don't.
Okay, like how frequently? Like once every...
I mean...
One, two, three, four. Blink. Okay, two,
that's
three,
a lot. That is... Okay, you're just gonna have to not... Try not to count or count inside your head. And try not to make it so deliberate.
Okay.
It looks like somebody's blowing in your eyes every 5 seconds, which is not normal.
Incredible. All right, yes, you make your way back into the saloon. And what are Squishy and Gunbo doing in the saloon while this has been going on?
Gunbo is charming people into giving information. I've just realised that basically because Gunbo has a vampireness of 5, and all the charming things tend to be cowboy. Well, he will always fail.
This might be a
hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
It's a vampire thing. They love it.
Yes, true. I'm gonna.
It depends whether. Yeah, it depends whether you're going for being genuine and charming and have a sparkly personality, or whether you're going for manipulative and sort of. I don't really care about you, but I just. Yeah.
No, I think. Gunbo thinks that he's the bee's knees, and like he is at best the wasp's ankles. You know, it's not
name for a pub.
It's not great, and so just hey you, and it's just people shuffle away. Is got a very what we do in the shadows level of charm, you know.
Nice,
yeah.
Just not.
Got
it's
it.
Not working, except sometimes he magics them and it does work. So he's like, hey, you, tell me where the mansion is. Wow. You just want to tell me naturally, don't you? Because I'm so cool. And sometimes it works because he's magic, but it doesn't mean to be.
Yeah. If you're asking about the mansion, please give me a 2d6 vampire roll to see if...
So many D6, folks.
I'll help out as well. I will also be asking about the mansion, but Squishy is doing it by finding the nearest little group of... You know how, like, in any local pub, there's, like, 3 or 4 old guys all sitting together talking about... So immediately beelines towards them and starts griping about the old days.
yeah, but unbeknownst to them, he's talking about much older days. Yeah.
Much, much older. Yeah. And yet the complaints are very similar.
People these days don't know how to read, and if they do learn how to read, that will make them forget the ways of learning the odes off by heart,
things.
Don't you think? They don't believe in the gods of the old folk, they don't. I can't remember what they made Socrates drink the hemlock. But there's a specific set of words, isn't there, that like Plato has. Where it's like, oh, the young don't respect the old, and they don't worship the right gods, and also the smell's strange.
Yeah. Okay.
I rolled a 3 and a 5.
Do I also roll 2d6?
Yes, yeah, I'll say, because you're ancient and you're going for the ancient people, then that gives you preparedness in this.
Ancient people, the lesser known song by Pulp.
I want to be like ancient people.
I want to gripe like ancient people do. I want to grump like ancient people.
The video is just him going around a supermarket with his gran.
Yeah. right, sorry, I want a stick and I always do need the loo.
Yes. Maddie, am I rolling vampire or cowboy?
Vampire. So you are wanting to roll under your number.
Good. I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Fabulous. What did you get, Liz? Sorry?
3 and a 5. And so if I'm rolling vampire, 1 is a crit and 1's a success.
Incredible. So please feel free to ask me a question.
The question is, where is the mansion?
Yes, I was thinking it might be that. Yeah, you absolutely managed to find the most talkative person in the saloon, who is very happy to just jabber on about whatever they want. And you get them onto the subject of Jedediah Fenton, and they're like, oh yeah, he's a terrible man. He's awful. He's been working everyone to the bone.
Really, that's irrelevant to us. I think that's something that... just tell me where he lives.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. I can do that. He lives about just on the outskirts of town in the west, directly west from here, and next to the cattle ranch.
So from the directions, you can very clearly work out how to get there. And yeah, you also see behind the bar is this very well-dressed gentleman in a waistcoat. And as you hear him responding to customers and giving them drinks, you can tell that he has a very English accent, which is unusual in this part of the world.
He's probably got one of those names like Phil. Or John.
Dave.
Oh, so exotic.
Yeah, he kind of looks over at you and says, I wonder what you might be wanting Jedediah Fenton's address for.
Oh, I just always like to seek out the most interesting folk in town. It's useful when you're in a new place to get the lay of the land. And I have to say, you yourself look pretty interesting, sir. How long have you lived here?
Oh, I'm a relatively recent transplant, you might say, to this place. I travel around quite a lot, but...
And yet you found yourself a job here.
Yes, the owner of this fine saloon was looking for a quick replacement at short notice, and I offered my services.
How convenient.
I have experience at the finest bars, pubs, and, of course, saloons across... the world.
Oh, across the world. Oh my. Aren't you someone that could just sweep a sweet lad off his feet?
Well, perhaps.
Oh,
perhaps.
Where is the most beautiful pub that you've ever been?
I have to say that there was a charming place in Witherington-on-Sea.
Oh, it sounds so exotic.
It was precisely so.
So fancy.
She said, Stevenage.
And meanwhile, how is Squishy getting on with the ancient folks?
Well, you tell me. I feel like they're getting on really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would like them to be getting on well so that they can get the information they want. Though they probably ask a different question.
Yeah.
Instead of where is the mansion, they might ask. They might just ask like what the building is like to see if there's like any like back passages and stuff like that. And so they'll be asking about the history of the place and be like, oh, did new residents ruin it? And did they mess up the the east wing and stuff like that?
Yeah, the older folks are very willing to trash talk this very. Nouveau riche mansion, and they're like, oh yeah, you only built it like 6 months ago, and it's just a monstrosity on the landscape. This whole town is only 2 years old, but 6 months, that's just too young for my liking. It's he's so fancy. He's got like a servant's entrance round the back that any folks who aren't deemed fancy enough have to go through. And yeah, it's got several stories. It's got like 3 floors, and there's a balcony on the top floor where the bedroom is. And yeah, it's just a monstrosity on the landscape.
I'd like to say that Choo Choo has entered and is sitting next to you to listen to this as well, because he's very invested in the plan, blinking very deliberately and smiling at Cigar every time they remember.
Squishy does not notice. Yeah. Squishy is just like,
let's go around the back. Yeah.
All right.
So. Squishy is just like, ah, yes, this is my whippersnapper of a friend. And we'll then communicate stuff about the mansion.
Three, four.
Wonderful.
Just at the bar being like, inside your head, Choo Choo, inside your head.
Have we got really good hearing as well? Yeah, like, you whisper that. God damn it. Sorry.
And on that note, I believe it is time for us to take a short break. We will be right back. And we're back. Okay, you have gathered some information at the saloon from a talkative person and from some elderly gents. What is your next move?
Well, I'm just going to stay here. This is rather comfortable. Tell me more about your life. I mean, it sounds so adventurous, just traveling around, serving drinks.
Well,
meeting people.
I'm afraid that if I told you all the things that I've seen, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, you'd be surprised what I'd believe. I'm extremely gullible.
What a pickup.
Well, that's good to know. But I see that your friends are gathering over there, so you may want to return to them post-haste.
Choo-choo's looking at you quite intensely, blinking very regularly in Morse code.
Oh, well, I hope that I see you later.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
Ooh. Right, I, is it hot in here or is it just me? I better, sayonara later.
Very well. I'm not sure how to respond to that, but, I wish you a good evening.
That guy's 1,000% a Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's absolutely, a Frankenstein? No, that's a Pinkerton.
Just a whole Frankenstein. Oh, a Pinkerton. Oh, okay, I was just thinking, okay. Pinkenstein,
that was
detective,
it.
The supernatural detective agency.
I thought there was definitely a detective agency, right? It's 1,000%. I know that, but Gunbo only knows.
He speaks cat.
He does, it's one of his vampire powers.
Ah.
Unfortunately, he's allergic.
Oh no.
To himself.
So all he can do is say, please stay away.
So do we regroup?
Yes, absolutely. As you gather up, what would you like to discuss?
Choo-choo's quite enthused now, because Jedediah is our train, and we are going to
rob
that train.
Well, okay. Fortunately, I know where the mansion is now.
Yeah, and also... Choo-choo, we are going to turn that train into a vampire and let some werewolves drain that train of all of its blood. So I'm not sure how well your metaphor... I like the enthusiasm.
Okay. Well, hang on, wouldn't that make him my brother?
Technically, your son, but let's not quibble over details.
Well, hang on.
There is an entrance at the back.
I think maybe we don't have Choo Choo turning Jedediah, because that might cause, from the look on her face, that might cause
gone
some kind
a little
of strife.
Green.
Fine, I'll do it like I do all the difficult things around
I
here.
I don't know, I do quite a lot of difficult things. I enjoy it.
Okay.
I built that shed. It was difficult, but I felt a great sense of achievement after doing it.
That's a fine shed. And you built the horse paddock as well.
I think the placement might have been a little bit off. I have regrets now, but
yeah, well, we can see every eventuality. So you did a good job.
Don't know what you thought I was saying. Filthy minds.
What? No, I could have said seen to horse paddock, and then that would have implied two things. But no, I mean, you literally built the horse paddock. And also, I've seen how you looked at horse paddock.
Are we going to get this gold or not, young scallywags?
Okay, we're going.
You head outside of the...
Ellen, content warnings for innuendo? Question mark?
Yeah, it's true. They're just at this point, it's just innuendo, I think.
It's not even going to be... It's going to be innuendo throughout. As we leave, Squishy Chewing says, as the cowboys say, yo ho!
And the saloon keeper from the back of behind the bar goes, indeed they do, my dear. Indeed they do.
Cowboys are merely the pirates of the land.
For sure, indeed.
Wow. Really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
And you head outside of the saloon and see that the werewolves are standing very awkwardly just outside. And
see, no wonder you end up ostracized. You're ostracizing yourself. Just you could have just gone in for a nice
good win. No one was ostracizing Mingle. You. You just didn't turn up.
You're just a person. You don't even have the ever-present predator's hunger that we have to deal with. You could just go in and have a nice time.
So ever-present. Blink.
Well, I would like to refrain from the constant needling at our statuses, werewolves, and yeah, all right, that's fine. And Kirsty is just clutching the shoulder wound from the silver knife from earlier, and it's just like, I'm trying so hard not to transform right now. I'm trying so hard.
Oh yeah. Right, just come on, try it. Let's go another round. Let's see how that works.
Miguel
out for
just
you.
Kind of gently pats Kirsty on the shoulder and says, "No, not the time, not the time." And
yeah, turn into a big wolf in the middle of town. That'll be an amazing idea.
All right, so you make your way following the directions that you found in the saloon towards the mansion, and it is indeed, as the elderly gentleman said, nouveau riche monstrosity. It has all sorts of weird columns and
nouveau gothic, I love it.
Strange flourishes and ooh, architectural styles that really don't go together. It's just
ooh, gargoyles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, this place is really Edgar Allan Poe.
Hey! Woo!
Ben!
Thank you. Hey! I was proud of that when I thought of that one. I was like, yeah.
This house is designed like gumbo dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything fancy, you just slap it on and hope for the best.
Is it fancy? Is it spoopy? I'll have it.
And as you know, there is a servant's entrance around the back, and there is a balcony up on the top floor, which leads into the bedroom.
Can at least one of us do a big vampire leap up to the balcony?
Yes!
Yeah. You do that one where it's weird and they look, well, because they are literally, but the way that vampires jump when it's just like, oh, they're on wires.
I would like to crawl up the wall to the balcony.
Ooh.
That would be great. Very cool. I think Squishy should jump because I think
like
that's very
Yoda,
funny.
Where you're like old and then you're just like, boing.
Yes, exactly.
Incredible.
All right, whoever is making some kind of acrobatic feat, please roll me a vampire check.
So we need to be under the number,
yeah? Yeah, that includes Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Scaling the wall.
Oh, I rolled a 6.
No.
I failed.
So did I.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The youngest and the oldest.
I think what happens there is that Choo Choo is very bravely trying to climb up the wall, not doing a great job of it, and then Squishy makes a massive leap and misses the balcony and just lands directly on Choo Choo's head, and both of them crash down onto the ground. And I think with that spectacular of a failure, you make a significant noise, and a servant girl just opens the door and peeks out to see. There's so many people in the front yard of this mansion. And she's like, oh, what the heckins are you doing here? The master will not be pleased to see people trespassing.
I try and hypnotize the child. Shh, but magic.
All right, give me a vampire roll, please. And I will say you can do 2d6 for...
Oh, okay,
Because you're charming the person.
Oh, I am, yes. 3 and a 2, both of which are under my vampire.
Fantastic. Okay.
She's double hypnotised.
Sorry, one quick thing. Is this person a literal child?
No, she's probably about 19.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, she kind of sways on the spot for a second and goes...
Okay. Is she hypnotised enough to do what I say?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, how about you go around and open the servant's entrance for us?
Alright, sure, I can do that. And she sort of very slowly ambles behind the building and leads you towards the servant entrance, takes out a chunky key, unlocks it, and the way is open to you.
Right,
And how about you have a nice nap?
Oh.
Wherever it is you usually have naps.
Oh, I'm not allowed to nap. But
you should definitely have a nap.
If I were to have a nap, I would have it in the dog's bed.
Oh, well, if that sounds... It could be adorable or sad. Is it because you really like the dog? Are you friends?
We're not allowed proper beds, so I have to share with the dog.
Oh, good Lord. How about... Have you ever thought of joining a gang?
I thought you were going to say union.
It's probably better. I mean, gangs can be more effective.
I hadn't considered it. My mama said that gangs were trouble.
Well, I mean, but is it not trouble to not have a bed to sleep in? That sounds like trouble to me. Just like structural trouble. You know, really, that's the sort of thing that you should cause trouble about.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I could join the gang.
Okay, so we turn her into a vampire?
No!
Werewolf.
She's a friend, my little friend. I'm going to look after her and build her a nice bed.
I mean, okay, whatever floats your boat.
Well, I also like to build boats. I've decided that's part of my character now. Can't just be guns and charm. I've also got hobbies.
Well, you've always said you were very skilled with wood, so...
Well, that's the point of a double entendre. It's supposed to have two meanings.
Boats and beds,
Gunboat.
Yeah?
Do we not need her to invite us in?
Oh, yeah. Girl, could you invite us in?
Oh, yeah, sure. Please, all of you, come in.
Lovely. Great job.
And yeah, you all enter into the mansion. It is the servants' quarters, which are considerably less fancy than the exterior. It seems that as little money as possible has been spent in outfitting this part of the house. There's a room that just has several dog's beds in it. You go past the kitchen, which at least has enough equipment to produce the fanciest of meals, but in conditions that are not necessarily ideal for the workers inside. And
sorry, while we're going through the kitchen, I would like to pick up a big knife, because I've only established I have a gun, which is very loud.
Yes, you can absolutely have a nice hefty kitchen knife. And so you make your way further through the servants' quarters and come upon a pair of footmen who are just suddenly very confused to see a horde of people entering the mansion being led by this servant woman.
We are...
Blink.
Inspectors. for working conditions. And we have heard that you have some doozies of complaints. Would you like to tell us? So that we could note them down?
Could you please either do me a cowboy roll or a vampire roll, depending on how you're going about it, to try and persuade these people and add an extra die for charming.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, a 3 and a 1. There you go.
Fabulous. Okay, so James and Edward, they look to each other and say...
Weird names.
Actually, yep. You know, I'm very glad that you've come, because we've been having a terrible time and there's no one we can complain to, because the master just doesn't listen to anything we say and threatens to fire us if we so much as say a peep. So, yeah, this is really great news. Thank you so much for coming. And, thank you, Constance, for bringing in these fine folks. This is a wonderful day for us here. I do want to know why you are coming in at like 11:30 at night.
Surprise inspection. And a follow-up question. Have you ever considered joining a gang?
Or a workers' union?
Well, there...
I'm not allowed to talk to people.
Well, Edward, I've never... have you ever considered joining a gang or a union? No, James, no, I haven't. This is quite a proposition. You do say that there is safety in numbers, do you not?
Yeah, well, say, Constance, why don't you talk to these nice gentlemen about the new gang prospects while we go and have a nice conversation to Mr. Jedediah? Talk to him about these working conditions that we are inspecting.
Oh, of course. I'm sure that I can do a fine job of explaining our own working conditions to my colleagues who I work with.
No, I was talking about the gang thing, not the...
Oh, the gang thing. All right.
Or just a union. That's what you were calling it, Squishy, right? It's like a gang of workers?
Yes, a workers' union.
Wait, I thought they would join us.
Yeah, I mean, they can join us, but there's now quite a lot of them.
But are we a union?
So we could be a union.
I don't know what a union is.
I think it's ethical.
So some kind of werewolf stuff?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
No, it is not a werewolf thing. Union is where lots of people come together to beat up their boss.
Oh, well, why don't you join the union and come with us?
All right, so Constance takes James and Edward off to the side to discuss with them the benefits of unions. She doesn't really know much about unions, so she's just kind of making it up on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, hey, nor do we, honestly.
And so you have free rein to go into the main part of the house.
I'd rather go up the back servants' entrance into the master bedroom. No bumping into anyone.
That's a very good point, yes. With this house, is there like a warren of corridors for unseen helpers versus the nice bits of the
house? Yeah, I will say that there is a back staircase that you can go up. And as you make your way, I would like everyone to make a vampire roll to see if you can be stealthy about it.
At this point, I would like to claim prepared, given that we have actually snuck our way in and are in here sort of with permission of the individuals who use it.
Yeah, go for it, yeah. Everyone can roll 2d6.
All right, then. I rolled a 3 and a 4.
I also got a 3 and a 4.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I got a 5 and a 4, so I did roll over Cowboy.
It's vampire, so you're rolling under your number.
Oh, no, I failed.
Oh, no.
So did I.
I didn't.
Oh, no.
I did great. I got a crit.
Oh, well, you can ask me something if you like.
Is it why do my friends suck so bad?
It's because they're vampires.
Hey, hey. Lovely.
I suppose is Jebediah in bed?
Yes, he is in bed.
Right, he's useful. We can sneak up. Cool.
Well,
unless you've woken him up with your non-sneakiness.
Clarin about.
So as you make your way up the servant staircase, you make your way onto the top floor, but as you open the door to the top floor, I will say that both Choo Choo and Cigar at once knock over different vases simultaneously. and so there is an almighty clatter and crash as these beautiful vases are, or vases, since we're in America, are destroyed.
Oh no. Vases.
Gosh damn vases.
Oh no.
Oh no, you sound so French.
And you hear a scream of a woman coming from one of the rooms, and she rushes out. It is a very fancy looking lady with a big bustly dress who has clearly been up late writing because she's got ink stains on her hands, and she cries out, "What on earth are you doing in my house? My husband Jedediah will hear about this."
Oh dear. Mm-hmm.
Art appreciation?
Well, are you appreciating art by destroying it?
That's a newfangled way. Don't you know what they're doing out in the fanciest bits of Paris?
I don't care what's happening in Paris. I only care what's happening in my own front yard. And clearly there are all sorts of strangers mucking about.
Gunbo looks panicked at the others. But
Choo-choo's just focusing on blinking because we're in front of a human now. Like,
hey, Choo-choo.
Yes?
Get her.
Oh, you think I'm ready?
Yep.
Okay. Choo-choo's going to just obey, obviously, and launch at this woman's neck.
All right, give me a vampire roll, please.
Oh no!
I would like to claim helping Choo Choo.
Sweet, yeah.
As her sire.
Are you coaching me through it?
Yeah. Yes.
You can absolutely. Yeah, you can absolutely add a die to Choo Choo's roll by helping.
I got a 6 first, but then I got a 1.
Yay!
Nice.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill my first person.
Yay! All right. Please describe to me how you murder this innocent woman.
Oh no.
Well, she's rich. Choo-choo. It's fine.
I mean, you're just gonna eat
fine.
The
she's
rich.
A billionaire,
isn't this what we've all been talking about?
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it right to live your values?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So taking courage and self-belief from her sire, Cigar.
Very normal name.
Choo-choo starts right. Is that, was that her surname? Has a strong start. launches herself, teeth first, at the jugular of this woman. There's a moment where the smell hits her and she feels like she might go, but she just focuses on how proud she's going to make Cigar if she does this. And
they grow up so fast.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it not rude. Just sucks the life out of her.
Wonderful. Yeah, the wonderful life-giving blood flows into your mouth and gives you sustenance that you have never experienced before. And as this woman...
Oh my gosh, Chucha does like a victory lap, like up around the ceiling and back down. Like, I feel so good! It was pure! It wasn't diluted! It was all... I did it! Quite loud.
Like a puppy running around on the ceiling.
And so at this point, you hear a kind of grumbling sound coming from behind a door. And very slowly, some hefty footsteps start to make their way towards you. And the door opens and you see this absolutely hulking, muscular man, but with the most pathetic little face with terrible sideburns that you've ever seen. Oh. And at this point, we're going to end the episode there. So thank you so much for listening to Chapter Multiverse and our Vampire Cowboys game. I would like to ask each of our players where we can find them on the internet and if they have anything to plug, starting with Lowry.
I am on Twitter at Lowry Tweets, and I guess I should also plug our other Rusty Quill show, which is Enthusiasm, which is just Helen talking to a variety of lovely guests about wonderful, exciting topics.
Fantastic. And Helen?
You can indeed find me on Twitter at Alecto101. That is Alecto101. And yes, listen to Enthusiasm. It's great.
Brilliant. And Lydia?
You can find me on Twitter, Lyd Nicholas, and on Twitch, you can find my chickens, Urban Chooks.
Fab and Ben.
I stream every Sunday with my brother on twitch.tv/TheBrothersMeredith.
Thank you again for listening, and we hope to see you next time on Chapter Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the space between worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat, Maddie Searle, and Kathy Rinella, with music by Nico Vertese. Thank you for listening.